Right. In this, my second section, where I'm going to be dealing with personal tax issues, allowances, and a little bit on pensions too, I do want to pick up on one or two of the things that I highlighted yesterday. I think I said that whenever a Chancellor uses the word simplification, that generally sends sort of alarm bells ringing in my head and shivers up and down my spine. And when he talked about simplifying age allowances for pensioners, I had that kind of rather gloomy feeling. And I wasn't far wrong. And of course, that's now being billed. Get that one. I love it already. It's the granny tax. And could this be, some papers are asking this morning, George Osborne's kind of Gordon Brown 10p tax moment? Well, we're yet to know about that, but there's been a sort of a roar of disapproval, especially from people like Ros Altman, who's the CEO for the Saga Group, which obviously very interested in the grey vote. And it could be that this is actually a bad choice, because if you remember from the budget, what he said was, oh, by the way, almost a slip away there, we're going to be reforming pensions, and by the way, the pensions allowances are going to be streamlined and simplified. And then he very swiftly moved on. But what it comes to is this, and there's a lot of detail in here, because we'll know a lot more when we get to the finance bill, which is going to be published on the 29th. So that looks like next week, doesn't it? But the effective message on personal allowances for the over 65s, the 65s and over, they're going to be frozen from 2013-14. So effectively, they're going to be withering on the vine. There's going to be some restriction, as I see that, from 2012, but the main hit is going to come, like a lot of the things in this budget, from 2013-14 onwards. So from April 2013, age-related personal allowances will not be increased. That's the key thing. They're going to be frozen. And their availability is going to be restricted to people born on or before the 5th of April 1948 to get your 10,500 allowance, and on or before the 5th of April 1938, so for that, think the 75s, for allowances worth 10,660. But the other thing that I think we need to get a grip of here, that if you're not either 65 or 75 by the 6th of April 2013, then as I read all this, and confirmation will be forthcoming once we've got the finance bill, then you won't get your annual allowance. So people born on or after the 6th of April 1948 will only get the personal allowance of, and remember the headline number is 9,205 for 2013-14 onwards. Now, there's quite a lot of information floating around about that. And of course, in the tax update series, I will be spending a few minutes and I'll do a few examples for you, just so that we're all clear what we need to tell our clients about this loss of age allowance. I mean, there's the usual saber rattling, isn't there? And I'm not entirely convinced by that, because as we know, a lot of pensioners will be retiring on a state pension. And if they're very lucky, they're going to get a sort of a meagre private pension. And that's going to be very common indeed. So it won't matter whether you get 9,205, which will be the new personal allowance for everybody from 2013-14, or you had the older increased age allowances. So I think for a lot of pensioners, a lot of this is simply saber-rattling, and it won't make a lot of difference to them. And of course, the figure of £3 billion is being bandied around. This is a raid, a £3 billion raid on pensioners' income. The reason that we get £3 billion out of that, as far as I can see, is that it's all about the increase, the sort of the inflation increases that we've been used to for age allowances. They'll no longer be there. If you look at the Treasury's actual figures, it's going to bring in around about £1 billion by about 2015. So, you know, whichever way you look at it, it is no doubt a smash and grab raid on pensioners and their income allowances. He's billed it as simplification. I think now, probably this morning, they're wondering if they've miscalculated on that one. Okay, so that's as much as I think I need to say about age allowances. Of course, for the under 65s, let's call it the working generation, they are going to have a steady increase in their personal allowance going up to Nick Clegg's famous £10,000, and those numbers are readily available. But notice too, there's the normal thing, the higher rate threshold has been drawn back. But another number being banded around is that although from last year and this year we had just basic rate taxpayers benefiting from the increase in the personal allowance, it seems like that from 2014, that is going to be a little bit more of an even landscape, that higher rate taxpayers will also be able to benefit from some of this increased personal allowance, but only by one quarter. And again, I'll do some examples on the tax update series so that we're clear about what that means for people who are just higher rate taxpayers. Okay, let's move on then. A quick word about national insurance. We've got the normal slight increases in national insurance. One of the interesting numbers, of course, relevant for us and for our clients and members for themselves, the lower earnings limit for Class 1 national insurance has gone up from £102 to £107, and that's going up in April 2012. And of course, that's an important number, isn't it? That when we're talking about salaries, personal allowance salaries and dividend extraction, we've got to make at least the lower earnings limit in order to give us the credits for the state pension. I think one other point about personal tax allowances and rates and so forth is to just acknowledge the number of people who will have been dragged into higher rate tax by 2015-16. And of course, economists refer to this as fiscal drag, and he's deliberately introducing this fiscal drag, that every time he raises the personal allowance, he's knocking back the basic rate limit. And of course, when you add the basic rate limit to the personal allowance, you get the threshold at which taxpayers start to pay higher rate tax. And that's dropping, obviously, as these numbers move through the next two or three tax years. So that means more and more people are going to be pulled into higher rate tax. Actually, the numbers are quite remarkable. I think in this current tax year, the number of higher rate taxpayers is around about 4 million. And that's due to go to over 5 million in 2013. And in 2015, I think that number is going to be just shy of 6 million people. Now, if you just think about that number, then the actual number is just under that. It's about 5.8. But that compares quite strongly with the 3.1 million higher rate taxpayers that the coalition inherited in 2010. So, you know, the number of it, that's quite a stark contrast. That's going to be by the end of this parliament, the number of people paying higher rate tax will be literally, quite literally, double the number at the beginning of the coalition parliament.